Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC.
Stewart has lost his soul. It has to come from the money, right? There comes a moment where you're just not as hungry. There comes a moment where you have too many rich friends. That has to be it. We see this in music, right? You take someone like Springsteen or somebody else, and they're singing about the hard times, and they're really strong on these subjects. And feel the pain, and then there's a moment you just get to so much money where there's no pain left to have, and so the mind gets I think lost. That must be it. I have no other way to explain it. I mean, except age might make people soft, which I think we've seen before, whether it's in our own parents or in other people. But good God, I'll break the John Stewart thing down for you. As he's talking about Israel, it's so beyond the pale. And what he is arguing for, that he's getting cheered, imperialism, which is so crazed. That this is what the left is cheering him for. I will get to that on Tony Katz today at noon. I also will get into more of Joe Biden's debt. Oh, Joe Biden. Yeah, sure. The Supreme Court said that I can pay off people's student loan debt. But you know what I think?
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
They really don't like the fact that you have an issue paying for somebody else's degree in gender studies or puppetry. Oh, how dare you! If I'm going to pay for someone's degree, I want to say in what they major in. And considering that the gender studies people end up being in HR, and HR clearly has biases, we should really be rethinking HR departments. We also need to be on the subject of DEI. I don't remember if I had this yesterday or the day before. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Oh, gosh. Sorry. There is a lawsuit taking place at Arizona State University, my alma mater. I didn't graduate. Is it still your alma mater if you didn't graduate? Nah. They've never asked me for money, so maybe not my alma mater. Maybe they don't want to admit it. Maybe I don't want to admit it. Whatever the case may be. A professor by the name of Owen Anderson, a producer, Carl, we should reach out. I want to hear this story. Is suing Arizona State University over a course for faculty required DEI. He's saying that violates state law. The ASU Inclusive Communities course includes the concepts of white fragility and white privilege and ways to critique whiteness. Everyone should sue every organization that has a DEI office and forced DEI classes everywhere. Sue the state of Indiana. Sue this university. Sue your school district. Sue your employer. Do not ever stop. All DEI is bigotry. It is out in the open and clear. Everything we've been saying for years is completely and totally true. Sue everyone. Now, I know what you're saying. Why is it we keep making these lawyers money? We have to deal with one subject at a time, people. Sue the state. Sue your employer. Sue the university. Sue on behalf of your kids. Sue because you're upset at what it's done to your kid. Do not stop. Make the madness stop. Be normal, rational people and tell these bigots that they have to go get real jobs. That's right. I said it. DEI is not a job one should be proud of. Dividing people, ripping people down, pushing the idea of oppressed oppressor, engaging in this Marxism that goes back to the conversation of the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. No, you shouldn't be proud of that. It's embarrassing. Why aren't you more embarrassed, dear Lord? Have you no shame? DEI practitioners have no shame. And since they have no shame and are unwilling to recognize the bigotry of their actions, sue them. Make it stop. But sometimes the people who participate in this are considered the woke. And I don't know if you can utilize woke in this way. Not everything can be a conversation of woke, as we were discussing yesterday. But sometimes when confronted, hilarity ensues. It's the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. I got this from Travis in Flint. That was the account on X. This is fantastic. I sent it to your producer, Carl. We'll post it at WIBC.com. Sarah, get it up at TonyKatz.com as quickly as you can. So there are these people. This seems to be in Australia. And these people, two women, maybe a couple. And they have a sign on their home. And the sign reads, "We are proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people as the traditional owners of this land." I pronounce it wrong. Wurundjeri. W-U-R-U-N-D-J-E-R-I. Wurundjeri. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize if I'm not. They are an Aboriginal Australian people who inhabited the area of Melbourne before the British started dropping off all their prisoners there. "We are proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people as the traditional owners of this land." That's the sign they have. So someone got members of this tribe, historically or whatever the case may be, they are in what looks like a traditional garb, possibly of the people of the Wurundjeri, and they knock on the door saying, "Hey, thanks, can we have the house, please?" It's beautiful.
Hello.
We've seen your plaque here on the wall. We're the Wurundjeri people.
We haven't got anywhere to stay, so we're thinking we might just stay here for one or two months. We saw your sign there, and we thought, I don't know about that. No, just us. No, we weren't in much trouble. How did you know about that? Well, there's signs. I saw that sign there. We wouldn't ask only for the sign.
Oh, yeah, it's a sign. It's a sign there.
I don't know who put it up there.
So the women, they're like, "We don't know who put it up. We don't know what's happening." Here are these five people like, hey, this is, you recognize it, you acknowledge it, great. Now, how about we get to take a nap? This is the classic, this is beautiful. All of these quote unquote woke folk wouldn't give up anything. Acknowledge stolen land. First of all, can we be clear? All the land is stolen going back to the beginning of time. Nobody's special. Nobody did it better. Everything was stolen. Everything was stolen. It's the same conversation with slavery. Slavery is evil and awful and despicable and terrible. But it wasn't just white people in the new land doing it. There were slaves all over Africa, and there were black people selling black people into slavery. Their cousins, their uncles, their brothers, their sisters. Slavery is evil. We're going to talk about history. We should talk about all of it. But when these people claim stolen land and we recognize it, they don't care. It's just some posturing nonsense. I don't think we should put up with posturing nonsense. A recognition of history? The good, the great, the bad, and the ugly? Absolutely. But just like they want doctors who are taking the oath, we understand that we're performing these services on stolen land. You know what? I don't want doctors caring about that. I want them fixing the broken leg. No wokeness in medicine, if you please. No wokeness anywhere. Confront it where it is. Oh, and on the DEI? Yeah, totally. Sue their asses off. That's awesome.